latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Following last week's news that the current head of the Partido Popular in Orihuela, Pepe Ferrando, is to be charged with corruption, with offences relating to alleged irregularities in procurement of promotional material for the FITUR International Tourism Festival between the years 2008 and 2011 during a period as Councillor of Tourism during the last administration of Orihuela, further details have been revealed as to the number of invoices and services being questioned. The complaint against Ferrando was filed some 10 months ago, with members of both the PSOE and the Los Verdes reporting their findings to the courts. Karina Grazia of the PSOE criticised the bill for €6,960 to Benabara Audio Video SL for hiring a 50-inch TV with DVD and sound for a single week, complaining that the money could have been used to buy 8 television sets that could have subsequently been used in public buildings, especially as the TV provided was the same that anyone can have in their living room, according to Grazia. Similarly, the €8,262.99 paid to Altea company Maristan SL, who delivered, placed and assembled a bonsai tree for one exhibition, seems somewhat extravagant, especially as this amount is the equivalent to about 10 months' wages for a worker earning the minimum wage in Spain. And as for the promotional stand itself, questions have been asked as to why the company Expo Rigging SL were paid €11,892.37 for the installation, which contained mirrored fittings and other features, but the same thing in another year cost €17,715.60. There's a similar discrepancy in the cost of lighting, although details of the actual provision are not readily available. The amount of lighting was the same provided for both the events that cost €11,990 and one that faced a bill for €15,897. Within the procurement procedure of the town hall, should the cost of a service be €18,000 or more, then the provision must be put to public tender. Anything of €17,999 or less does not require such an opening bidding process, and the councillors are free to award the contract without consultation. The reason for the case being raised against Ferrando is that collectively, putting the invoices together, the cost of providing the relevant equipment to present to the municipality at FITUR comes to just under €60,000, which would clearly have required the tender process to be fulfilled. But by splitting the provisions into individual elements, the procurement process has been bypassed without any auditable process which would have highlighted the anomalies had they ever arisen and saved the taxpayers' money. Ferrando is refusing calls for her resignation as she protests her innocence and has asked the judge for a speedy trial in which she's convinced that her innocence will be confirmed. Ferrando is the sixth member of the current Partido Popular team in Orihuela to be facing charges. For more details on this story and the history of the case, check out the website www.theleader.info.
Excite Radio.